USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents made the largest meth seizure in history of a southern border port when they seized nearly $12 million in dope. The record-breaking bust at the Del Rio port of entry was found inside a tractor trailer last week. The Cedar Creek Fire, a wildfire raging south of Portland, Oregon, grew to nearly 86,000 acres on Sunday, threatening 2,230 homes and hundreds of commercial structures. The Oregon State Fire Marshal said the fire breached existing fire lines and is now 0% contained. Damon Schultz, Operations Planning Section Chief.
And there's some structures down here on the south side of 58 that we're going to be doing the same thing, assessing. We're going to be doing some clearing just so we can get into those structures a little faster if we need to.
A 27-year-old police officer was killed Sunday morning outside Denver, Colorado. Arvada police officer Dylan Vekoff was responding to a large family disturbance when shots were fired. The officers and the shooter exchanged gunfire after the suspect shot a woman. The shooter struck Vekoff, killing him. The woman and the suspect are in the hospital and are expected to live. 9/11 remembrance events took place all across America Sunday. Down in Palm Harbor, Florida, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was at the Curlew Hills Memory Gardens.
It's easy to get lost in all these other things that we have going on in our daily lives. And so I think it's really important that we're taking time here 21 years after one of the worst attacks this country has ever faced.
Border states dealing with the crisis at the southern border are taking aim at sanctuary cities for declaring a public emergency over minimal numbers of illegal immigrants being bused to their towns, as President Biden's open border policy has an invasion taking place at the southern border. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
The Abbott administration has not collaborated with anybody.
USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Let's get a U.S. Open update.
Carlos Alcaraz earned his first Grand Slam tennis title Sunday at the U.S. Open in Queens. The 19-year-old Spaniard beat Casper Ruud in four matches to capture the title, becoming the youngest man to lead the ATP rankings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Carrick on Newsmax Sunday is looking back 21 years ago to the 9/11 attacks on his city.
When the first plane hit Tower 1, I was in my office and my staff came in and told me. I was down at the scene within about 7 or 8 minutes. And we tried to get into the command center, which was into 7 World Trade. Could not get in the command center because people were jumping from the top of Tower 1. Mm. And they were landing on the streets in front of 7, in front of 1, between 1 and 2, basically jumping to their death. I backed the vehicles up. I told the mayor I would meet him at Barclay and West Broadway. And about 3 minutes before the mayor arrived, as we were standing in front of Tower 2, the second plane slammed through the north side of the tower on top of us.
Ukraine sees the initiative in its war against Russia, claiming to have recaptured more than 1,000 square miles in the northeastern Kharkiv region. The result is one of Moscow's biggest setbacks since Russian troops invaded more than 6 months ago. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.